Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Spartan Life Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sharon Hoggart, your host from the Office of Communications and Marketing at Norfolk State University. I was hoping to interview Dr. Brenda Gould from the university's Nursing and Allied Health Department. Oh, I think she's called in. So hold on for a second, audience. We'll bring her up.
Hello, ma'am.
Professor Gould, is that you?
I don't have privilege to use my landline. So is there another way you want me to reach you?
But you managed to get in, so we're good. Just make sure you have the volume turned up a little bit so we can hear you.
Okay.
I was getting ready to try to carry this show by myself. So glad you joined us. Okay, everybody. Our guest, Dr. Brenda Gould, is on the line, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our interview because I know she is in a hurry. But listen to this, guys. The Affordable Care Act, the work of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the work of countless community health providers all have increased access to good health care in the U.S. Yet still in the 21st century, in the year 2016, not all Americans have had equal access to health care or all health care services. Racial and ethnic minorities still have the highest rates of being uninsured and have higher rates of many chronic conditions. So again, on this episode of Spartan Life Radio, we're going to talk about an upcoming health fair at Norfolk State University. Free health screenings will be available. So stay tuned. You're going to want to hang around for this particular episode of Spartan Life Radio. Thanks for joining us. Again, I'm Sharon Hoggart, Office of Communications and Marketing, and your host for this episode. You can join the conversation by calling 1-347-850-8515. That number again, 1-347-850-8515. Just follow the prompts if you want to speak to our guest. All right, Professor Gould, because I know that you are running today, so we're going to get into the interview here. Tell us a little bit about your background. How long you've been at Norfolk State? What your role is in the Nursing and Allied Health Department, and about your team's annual community health fair.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm a public health nurse of almost 20 years, and doing health fairs is one of the things we do to get that information out to the community. I've been full time at Norfolk State University for almost 6 years now, and in the nursing department in allied health. I love it. And one of our things we like to do is present, and it's been about 6 years, our sixth annual community health fair, and we're looking forward to the community coming out.
And so it is open up to the broader community addition to Norfolk State University. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Your listening audience is invited.
Okay, wonderful. So the health fair is coming up on Wednesday, March 2nd. Listeners, again, if you'd like to join our conversation, call us at area code 347-850-8515. You can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life. And you can also listen via your cell phone or other mobile device. And you know, our shows are always on demand at the blogtalkradio.com site. All right, so now you told us a little bit about yourself and your role here Nursing and Allied Health. And you've been a public health nurse for most of your career. Why do you think that access to health care is still an issue for minority and underserved communities, even in the year 2016?
For various reasons. One, we still have, if we look at gender, the male sector of all communities, the male thinks he doesn't need to go and get his health checked. He's got it together, et cetera. That's a big problem. We do have a small section of males that say, oh, no, I need to get checked, and this is vital to my life, to my family. It seems he has a responsibility. And for the minority groups, for one thing, there may be transportation as an issue. there sometimes there's a fear of going to the medical era because of past information, things that have been tested on them before, and they just don't trust the medical community. So it's an issue that's out there as well. If you remember the Tuskegee experiment, that still runs deeply in the minority thought thinking. However, we have a better situation now, so we should not have to face anything like that. But that fear is real, and we have to own up to that. The other thing we have in our generations, we have for the older sector, I've said those are over 100. We don't have too many of those, but they're there. And don't want to join that group too early. But there are those that say, well, no, the way I did it, my grandmother did it, my great-grandmother did it, and so that therefore you don't really need to take your child to pediatrics. There's all kinds of things. There's a variety of things why we don't take opportunities with access. And then you mentioned very early about Obamacare is trying to level the plane regarding that, because everyone does not have the health insurance. And if we can get that, we can get ourselves in a healthy position as well as our families. So one of the goals that we have is, one of the goals that we have for encouraging participants to come is because we want to be more aware of personal health status, where they are, doing blood pressures, doing blood sugars, maybe cholesterol. So give them an idea of where you are today, and we will certainly refer you to your own physician or encourage you to go or the public health centers. Gain knowledge and awareness of certain things that have to do with your health. Some hand-on experiences they may have had. There'll be someone they can talk to and say, well, I had this going on, or I had that, or this happened to my aunt too. All kinds of things like that. And topics, we have topics on health and to help you, the community, make healthy decisions. So we're just there to make it available.
Do you think that the just by the nature of some of the medical tests that you do when you get a health exam might be keeping some people away? Because some of the tests they do that they're required are just downright invasive, embarrassing, and it's just, I don't know, I find myself cringing when I think about going to get certain kinds of medical tests.
Yes, and even though I am a registered nurse for several years, I cringe too because I don't like pain. However, that's a real thing, and you have to weigh what's the benefit, and if you can weigh the benefit, and they can explain it to you so you really understand it, not to the point that you use so many medical terms you don't understand, you're going to say, no, I don't want that, I don't understand it. So if we can bring it down to weigh everything on an even plane, that does help quite a bit.
Well, you've already answered part of my second question, and that was what role do community health fairs, such as the one that y'all are putting on, how does that help with access? You mentioned that you're going to have topics on health, healthy lifestyle, to present people with their health status at that point. What else do these kind of community fairs, health fairs do?
Well, we're going to have someone to demonstrate chair exercises, because some of our elderly or seniors don't feel that they can go to a gym and do Zumba. So we'll have Zumba around for other age groups, but we'll have to do a chair exercise. And that with my mother. At 85, we had her doing chair exercises. And when I had my sister who had a brain tumor, she had to learn how to walk again, et cetera, and we were always in the gym. So I helped her with some chair exercise. And you can actually get tired doing a chair exercise. I didn't realize that until I started teaching that. So it's a benefit in looking at what, because there's so many things you have to do for yourself. The things we can put out there, but the actual thing, no one can exercise for you. You have to exercise for yourself. No one, well, there are some that are being fed, but you choose for the most part what you want to eat. Potato chips, Fritos. And actually, I think there's something in the food that can draw you. You could be in your house doing your chore, and something says, I sure want a Dunkin' Donut or a Krispy Kreme donut. And you get in your car, and you go get it.
Well, Professor Gould, you'd be happy to know that I have sworn off of the Krispy Kreme, because I believe they are the tool of the devil. I don't touched.
Oh, yeah. The sugar. And everybody needs to realize that cancer feeds off sugar. And sugar is in everything. It's hidden in some of our foods. So if you're cooking yourself and you're putting in those collard greens a teaspoon of sugar, you're hurting yourself and your family. So you need to cut back on that. Feeds on sugar. It loves sugar. Feeds.
I didn't realize
it
that.
Loves it. It yum, yum, yum. Yes, give me more sugar. So if you have the cancerous cells running through your body, you need them extracted, and you do, let's say, free radicals are running around in your body, you need to cleanse yourself from time to time. So we will have somebody from Water Plus, and they talk about a lot about nutrition as well as what our water we should be drinking as well. So we'll have somebody will cover some of that as well.
I've got a question for our guest. Give us a call at Spartan Life Radio, 1-347-850-8515. So, Professor Gould, when is NSU's Community Health Fair again? Where will it be held, the times, and all that kind of stuff?
All right. It will be Wednesday, next Wednesday, March the 2nd. At from 10 into 2 p.m., 10 into 2 p.m. in the Student Center Lobby, at Norfolk State University Student Center Lobby. So save that date on your calendar.
And it's open to the public, and the services are free, correct?
Yes, they're free. We'll have body mass index, blood glucose, and blood pressure screenings, and cholesterol screening, and how to select healthy snacks, counseling. We have all kinds of things, diabetes awareness and information regarding that, exercise, WIC enrollment. The WIC company is supposed to be here and just have some healthy fun.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I know that you are jamming today. You're all getting ready for the health fair. And so we're going to wrap this up. So quickly then, is there anything else that we didn't cover that you want to share with the audience?
No, we just want everyone to come and be aware that your health is important and you hold the keys to your health.
And repeat the logistics again, time, date, location.
Okay. Norfolk State University. It will be at the Norfolk State Student Center Lobby, and all the gates 1 and gate 8, will be looking for you to come. So you should not have any problem getting on the campus. It will be Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2016, from 10 until 2 p.m.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Professor Gould, for taking the time to chat with us today. We're out of time for this episode of Spartan Life Radio. To our guests, thank you for joining us on this episode. To our listeners, thank you, too, for checking in with us.
Oh, yeah.
Join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio. The show airs on Thursday afternoons at 1 p.m. If you've got an idea for a topic you'd like us to cover, just email Sharon Hoggart at srhoggart@nsu.edu. You can visit blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life to listen on demand. And now, audience, listeners, you can catch Spartan Life Radio, the 5-minute broadcast, every Monday on WNSB Hot 91.1 FM, Norfolk State's radio station. So check it out. Thanks for logging on and tuning in. Again, I'm Sharon Hoggart from Communications and Marketing at Norfolk State University. See you next time on Spartan Life Radio. Remember, you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Peace.